3-2-1. Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Trevor Bauer gets to pitch every game in this hitter's park. We're talking about a Cy Young winner. That was really impressive last night, Terry, and a real shot in the arm for this club.
I was just going to say, you know, coming on the heels of, you know, when they had that really good inning against Kluber on the first game of the series, you know that's going to give them a little extra. And he came out, and you could tell right from the very beginning he was going to pitch in aggressively. Now, there were some deep counts early for sure. I think at one point he had 28 strikes, 26, 27 balls. So he was, you know, not quite the ratio you want. But then as he settled into the game and started getting a feel for his pitches, because he had pitched in, opened up the plate for his breaking ball changeup. And I thought he threw a really good game.
Well, you look at him, Terry, and obviously it's always going to be a matter of consistency, but, I mean, he's got the stuff, doesn't he, to be a top-of-the-rotation guy?
He's got good stuff, for sure. And, you know, I hope that – I know he wasn't real happy when he went to the bullpen, but you kind of hope that maybe sometimes it gives the guys a chance to watch the games, listen to some of the bullpen, just to kind of sort some things out. And if nothing else, probably appreciate the fact that he's starting again. I think he's probably enjoying the heck out of it and doesn't want to let that go. I just think that we're fortunate that we have something like that. You know, not a lot of teams can lose a Carrasco, and then you got a guy that comes in and throws seven innings of three-hit ball.
Well, at the end of the day, Terry, it's all about accountability. I guess you can look in the mirror and say, well, Tito doesn't like me, this isn't fair. Or you can go to the bullpen and say, by golly, I'll prove I belong, right?
Well, and I don't think he ever said that. I just think that, you know, I don't blame guys. When you give them news they don't want to hear, I don't blame them for not being happy. But we ask him to do certain things, and he did it. And I don't think it's a coincidence that now that he is starting, he's threw the ball like he did. I think it's in there. I think that there were some things we want him to do better. I think he's trying to do that. And like you said now, consistency is a huge word in our game, and hopefully he kind of, you know, starts backing that up, because, man, that gets exciting. I mean, shoot, the only thing he's still trying, I think, is the endurance, because he hasn't been out there. I know he was wiped out last night after seven.
Well, Tito, when you see what Steven Strasburg just signed for the other day, and we saw the free agent contracts in this offseason, I mean, it's almost impossible to find good starting pitching, isn't it? Or at least affordable?
That's, you know what, we were talking about that yesterday. You know, getting premier pitching, if you can, is off the charts, you know, and you're overpaying for probably middle of the rotation pitching. So the fact that we have pitching and it's young, we need to do everything in our power to keep it, and not just keep it, but develop it. That's why I think Mickey and Jason Bray and Derek Falvey, our guys, they do such a good job, because our guys continue to improve, and they need to if we're going to get where we want to.
You start to get a sense here, Tito, that rotation is slowly getting into sync, and kind of like we started to see last year, that when they did, oh boy, they can really roll for a while.
Well, I hope so. You know, I don't get too carried away, you know, in that, because we all know you feel good one day, and 3 days later you look up and it's like, what happened? Or it goes the other way. So you just kind of stay in the moment. You know, like we talked to Danny the other day after that start. We said, okay, Danny, now you need a good week, because we got to follow that up. And he did, because it can't just be every couple starts. We need to start, like you said, backing them up together, because that's when good things happen.
Boy, and good things happened last night for Jason Kipnis. He put in a lot of work before the game yesterday, and well, you need him, don't you?
Yeah, we do. When he is hitting the ball with authority the other way, center field, that's when he gets real dangerous, because that's when he starts hitting all the pitches. When he covers that fastball and he drives it to left center, that's when, again, you try to come in and throw wrap a breaking ball, and he whacks it down the right field line. There's just so many things, and he, you know, getting him comfortable. I think the one good thing is it's been tough for him lately, but it's not like he's hitting 140.
Yeah.
And we all know he's going to get hot. So I think, again, that bodes well also.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager's Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians and the Astros in the rubber match coming up from Houston on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. for Thursday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Minute. Today is an off day for the Indians, and one guy that, boy, you look at his numbers, they're very deceiving. Has Brian Shaw thrown the ball much better in his 4 years than what you're seeing this season, Terry?
I think you make a really good point, Hammy. You know, he had some rough outings early, as he has the last couple of years. But his stuff right now, like you said, is as good as we've seen. And he's mixing in the breaking ball also to certain hitters. It's exciting. You look at his ERA, and people are probably like, man. But believe me, we're excited when he's pitching because we know what we're going to get the rest of the way. He can hold this stuff the entire year. In fact, he usually gets stronger, which is kind of a testament to him.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network and for Friday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute. The Indians are back home, and tonight they take on the Minnesota Twins. And, gosh, it's been an almost impossible-to-believe start for the Minnesota Twins. It's like whatever could go wrong has gone wrong. When you're buried this early, Terry, boy, this really wears on a manager and a staff, doesn't it?
Well, but you know what? And again, people handle things differently. I remember hearing though people tell us we were buried, and you're not. Yeah. You know, it's just, you know, you got to be strong enough mentally to know that you have to look at that scoreboard for a while, not like what you see, and not try to get too much back. Now, it doesn't matter to me what their record is when we play them because we see how they play us so well. They play hard. They match up real well. We're always playing close games. And that's the way we're going to probably be anyway. So we would never look at somebody's record and take for granted anything.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.